Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program I have C.D. Hirsch, which is actually pretty cool because that means I have two authors for the price of one. I have Catherine and Donald Hirsch, and this is so fun. I don't think I've ever had a couple on the show before.
We're glad to be here tonight. Thank you.
Yes, welcome. I mean, this is kind of fun. It's like a little mini conference call, except it's just us and my mother. My mother might be listening. Hi, Mom. So, okay. So just pretend there's four of us, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah. Including your mom. Okay.
Including the mom, yes. Because Mom has been known to just call in like a wild woman. I'm going to tell you, I popped over to Amazon.com. Everybody, the book is The Promised One. And it's the first in the Turning Stone Chronicles. And I peaked because I don't often do that. I'm usually pretty wary. I let you tell me about the book. But I looked, and it looks really fun. And it's a paranormal romance. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a paranormal romance, but it's a little different than your normal paranormal.
Okay. Because
go ahead.
You go ahead. No, I'm not I'm not usually a follower of the paranormal, and please don't send me people, listeners, do not send me emails. But I'm tired. I get a little tired of the same old with paranormals. But this looked fresh. This looked fun.
You won't find the usual paranormal here because a lot of the shifting is between the male and female. The individual is able to become, if he's a male, and he has the magic ring, which is how they all do it, he can become a female.
And vice versa. If she's a female, she can become a male.
Oh, my.
And there's also an additional element. Well, actually, there's two additional elements. They can mimic. And if you don't mimic, if you mimic and you do bad things, you have consequences. So it's really, really not your normal werewolf and werebear or werewhatever, although there is a little bit of that in there. But, you know, the main focus is more the different kind of shifting.
But I love you for that. I love that it's different. And if I say it out loud, it sounds so crazy. But I think for women, what an appealing, Donald, not to leave you out of that. But for women, what an appealing concept that you could become a man, that you could be male and sort of try that out, you know, that power.
Well,
no?
And it makes for, yeah, and it makes for interesting things for the male, too.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. Now that I think about it, sure, that would go both ways, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay, so the promise on everybody. Oh, did you? Yeah. So I am fascinated because as a romance author, we're always interpreting in some way or another. We're sort of reinterpreting the male because it's through our filter. But you actually have your husband writing with you, so you're each sort of working with that filter. Is that fun? Are you?
Well, actually, we kind of have a rule. If it's a male point of view thing, he gets the final say. There's not a whole lot of arguing, although I have been known to do that just because I'm kind of a pushy person. But basically, it's, you know, the male voice is his male voice, and the female voice is my female voice, or whatever I choose to make my character. So we kind of, that's kind of the dividing line for us.
And that makes sense. And we mean male voice when the heroine is a hero, is playing the hero role.
Ooh.
So then I have the voice.
That gets kind of tricky. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm downloading this one for sure. Okay, and then everybody listen, cdhirsch.wordpress.com, and Hirsch is H-E-R-S-H. Don't put an extra C in there. Don't get creative and funky with it. It's just how it sounds, people. Come on.
Absolutely.
I have never, ever heard of the shift between genders. So I think that's just amazing. What's even more amazing is that you write together, but she can't touch the computer.
Well, I can't touch his computer.
Oh.
I can do anything on my computer, but when we're working with the rewrites and things,
mm-hmm.
he sits on the side of the desk with the keyboard, and I sit on the side with the second monitor. So I kind of do the first draft, which is more like dialogue, and when we do the revisions, they tend to be on his computer.
Okay.
I have to reinvigorate her computer about once a month.
Wow.
I crash things a lot.
Oh,
things
so is that just,
clogged
just
up
a
and
talent
up and,
that you have? Is that a talent or a curse, or you just you?
Well, considering I've lost, you know, books, I consider it a curse. I literally have crashed while I've been backing up books. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's a curse. Mm-hmm.
So you just electromagnetically speaking have something going on.
Yeah, I'm just really supercharged. What can I say?
These books sizzle, people. They just crackle. So download them, but be sure you've got a backup of the book as well, or, you know, wow. Now, my husband has that curse, though. Donald, what do you think? You think it's just a thing with them, or did they?
Yeah, I don't know. All the years I worked, there seemed to be some people who their machines worked fine, and others,
mm-hmm.
they just had those problems, or, you know, something was wrong. It's there something about their electromagnetism that maybe there's a story there, too. Electromagnetic people.
Oh, hey. Oh, we're gonna get off and right.
I'm brainstorming. I'm like, it could really be. No, but see, I mean, I'm going to ask only because my husband Jeffrey has this problem. I mean, are you cursing at the, I mean, did you say mean things to your computer? Because I baby talk mine, and it's so rare for me to have problems.
Yeah, when things pop up that aren't supposed to be there, I'm not very nice to my computer. I say things. I yell at it.
Okay, that could be it mm-hmm. right there. That right there. Yeah, you've upset the gremlins, and they don't like you at all. All right. Well, I did hear you can put a black piece of construction paper behind your computer to absorb whatever, and it's a Wiccan thing, but that might help, or it just gives you a distracting thing to do while Donald is fixing your computer.
Did I hear you say put construction paper behind my computer?
Black, put a black piece of construction paper behind the monitor or behind the, I mean, not where it's going to block airflow. Donald's cringing. Are you cringing, Donald?
Yes.
You're like, oh, my God, no, don't tell her that. No, like behind, not against. And
I probably have some back there anyway just because I'm a messy, my office is a mess, so.
So
who knows
what's
back there?
You need to get out the vacuum cleaner and just, you know, vacuum back there to see
No, that would work if I had time, Renee.
It's supposed to absorb. This was what somebody told me, and I did keep a straight face. So points for me, people, points for me. I kept a straight face. It's supposed to absorb the black, dark energy that you're cursing at your computer, and it absorbs into the black paper and not into the gentle little hearts of the computer elves that are working so hard to make the magic happen for you.
Okay, there's another storyline, too. Computer apps, we'll have to think about that one. You're giving us all kind of lovely little gremlins to work with here, Renee.
Right, paranormal, but apparently my brain just works really, it's wrong. It's all wrong, what can I say?
Well,
Promised One is the first in the Chronicles, so we're launching, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And, which, by the way, really, people, it's on Amazon. Go get it right now. 5-star, solid. All your reviews are 5-star. And I love the premise. It's fun. So is there more coming? You've got more?
Yes, the second one's with the editor now for, we just turned it in the first of this month.
Oh. And the title?
And the title is?
Blood Brothers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Not up for pre-order yet. Everybody take a deep breath. But you heard it first here. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. That hopefully the first of the year sometime in the it'll be out.
If the gremlins don't, you know.
Yeah, if the gremlins don't.
For the irreverent conversation we've had, so you know.
Yeah.
I might not have helped. So I'm going to ask. Have you always been writing together, or is this sort of a new thing, or working separately, or how did we get here? How did we get here, people?
Well, I was actually a journalist for a while, and I had written some fiction myself. I've been writing since I was a teenager, but we started writing together because we were asked to do something for our church. They had we were in a drama group, and they had. It turned out to be interactive. They wanted a Bethlehem Christmas program. So we actually wrote the part for the programs, and then we wrote some skits for the church group that we were in. And we liked working together so well. You know, it was fun. And then I said to him one day, I said, you know, why don't you read this? I gave him a romance book. I said, I think you'd like this. Why don't you read it?
And I read it, and I said, guys aren't like that. He's too dumb to live.
Men don't say that. No man talks like that.
That's right. I said, you know what? I think our characters are better in our skits, so let's us write together.
And so we did.
And so you did. I love that. And I'm kind of like, all of a sudden my face got flushed because I started writing plays and skits for church way back.
Really?
Yes. Like a million years ago. Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like. I wrote a million years ago, for me.
Martha and Mary and one man plays and, characters speaking and all that. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
If they knew where that was going to lead, they probably would not have let me do that. But there you have it. and now look where we're writing romance. The church is probably like, what happened? They took a hard turn there. What happened?
Not really, because they even said when we were doing with the drama, we had a play we had showed them, and they said, oh, of course, it's got romance in it, because they knew that, I wanted to write romance at some point.
Sure.
So I don't know that it was such a hard turn, but...
I don't think so either. I was teasing. And frankly, everything has a little touch of... I don't think there's a show on primetime television that doesn't have a little romance or something about relationships in it. So I always make that argument that we're pretty central to storytelling when you think about it. So there you go. All right. So here's the hard question. Are you braced? Are you ready? So who cooks? And who does the dishes?
I cook.
And you cook. And Donald, do you do the dishes?
No, the dishwasher does.
And who is putting them in the dishwasher?
Catherine does.
Well, now, to be fair, sometimes he does.
Oh, okay.
See, sometimes he does, sometimes I do. But, I shouldn't say for a long time, I've been one of those fortunate ladies who was able to stay home because he took care of me.
Oh.
So that's,
nice.
That's why I did all the work.
Well, I'm polling every couple I know because, it's a current debate in my house,
Is it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like,
so who does
it at
your house?
Me. Me. And then me. So, I'm trying to see if that's the norm or if I can, start a movement here.
I'm not sure it's the norm.
Movement. Yeah, but so far, no takers. It hasn't really taken off, so I'm very disappointed. You guys have been a delight, and everybody, please, if you get a chance, stop over to cdhirsch.wordpress.com or just go on Amazon. Skip that. Just go on Amazon, go to the Promised One, and order the book, and just tell them what you think. Give them a 5-star review.
Thank you so much, Renee, for all those lovely plugs. We appreciate it.
That was a record for me, actually. I usually barely remember to get one in, as you've listened to the show. So I'm so proud of me. I'm like, look at me trying to be professional. I'm so good. But I don't want you to touch my computer either, Catherine, if we ever meet. So we'll just keep that in mind. Hands off.
I won't.
Good night, everybody. And we'll see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.